Well, as we wrap up what's going on inside agriculture, last week the House Ways and Means Committee held its second hearing on the proposed border adjustability tax. American Farm Bureau Federation tax specialist Pat Wolf explains how the tax would change the way the U.S. taxes corporations.
Instead of taxing a corporation where it produces a product, the tax would be levied where the corporation sells the product. This means that a tractor manufactured in the U.S. but sold overseas would have a 20% tax break. Farm Bureau, while monitoring the situation, has not taken a position.
Well, Wolf says the tax offers pros and cons for U.S. agriculture.
This would make all of the products that agriculture sends overseas 20% less expensive. That is a big plus for any commodity that's highly exported. The flip side of that means that there would be a 20% tax imposed on imports. For agriculture, that means a 20% tax increase on almost all fertilizers, a lot of chemicals that are petroleum-based, and fuel costs.
Now, she says farmers and ranchers need to engage lawmakers about the benefits and impacts the proposed tax would have on their businesses.
Farmers and ranchers need to understand that this is a serious proposal, and they should speak to their representatives and senators about their industry. They need to take a look at how much of their product goes overseas and compare the benefit to exported sales with the additional costs on their inputs.
Well, American Farm Bureau Federation tax specialist Pat Wolf. Well, when it comes to what's going on inside agriculture, the Wall Street Journal has dubbed rural America as the new inner city. It's riddled with low income, sparse access to health care, crime, and drugs. A special analysis by the publication says data reveals that sparsely populated counties have replaced large cities as America's most troubled areas by key measures of socioeconomic well-being. Well, the shift began in the 90s and continues at an accelerated pace. Well, I guess you really don't need the Wall Street Journal to let you know what's going on in farm country. That's Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Terry Loomis.